And so why is it that people always go back instead of forward? Why is it that they go backwards on their bodies and end up usually backwards in life instead of going forwards and making all those promotions and all those other things that happen that some of my clients experience? Because most people go for superficial change and they don't want to dive deep. But here's the problem. When we don't dive deep, when we don't look at what's underneath why you're overweight, why you're not exercising, why you're not taking care of yourself when you obviously know that you should, why is that happening? Because if we don't go deep, people don't change. What's up, my friend? I'm health expert Ted Rice, and today I'm coming to you from Phuket, Thailand, where we only have 2 weeks to go. And it looks like we're going to be stopping in East Istanbul, Turkey, on our way back to the States. So we'll spend about a week there. I'll report from there and report the sights, the sounds, and hopefully we'll be able to do a catch-up episode with my wife, Giselle. Now, today I want to talk to you about something really important. I want to talk about something that, well, I'll say it like this. I haven't been 100% honest with you, and I'd like to come clean today on this episode. And before we get into it, it has to do with our coaching group and the results that some of the members have gotten. So I want to share that with you today because it's something that I have been, I wouldn't say scared to share, but a little uncomfortable to share and a little bit hesitant to share. And I want to just put it out there today. Now, if you're listening to this show for the first time, Legendary Life is all about clearing up health and fitness confusion by breaking down science-based information on how to lose fat, prevent disease, and live a longer, healthier life. So if that's what you're interested in, then you're in the right place. But today's podcast is Real Talk Friday, where I share a bit more personal information. So if you're wondering what that intro was all about, that's what we're talking about here. Now, let me just dive right into this. So I've talked about our coaching program. I've talked about it as a fat loss program. And I've told you about some of the results of the clients. I've shared the results of many of the members of my one-on-one coaching and group coaching programs. And here's what I got to tell you, okay? All the stuff that I said was true, but I have said some things about some of the clients. For example, I told you that I had a client who, after working with me, got a raise and he got a promotion and then got another promotion. Then he switched companies and got a promotion there, then ended up in a leadership position in the company that he's working in now. And I've told you a few stories like that. Number one, those are true, but I feel like I've talked about those things like they were a result of those people losing fat and working hard to get in shape. In other words, oh, he got a promotion because he started lifting weights and lost body fat. And people looked at him and, you know, or he started walking around more happy and proud. And then he just magically got promoted. Now, that's not the truth. Now, I never said that was, but I feel like I've painted it that way. And I want to tell you the truth. Okay. Here's the truth. What we do in the coaching groups and with my one-on-one coaching clients is what you would call deep health, what you would call holistic health. And when you think holistic health, a lot of people think, oh, so he deals with their gut health, or he talks about sleep and stress management. I'm not talking about that. Maybe even deep health is a better way to put it. And before I talk more about deep health and why I'm so into that and why I've chosen to go that direction with my coaching, because I don't have to. I could just give people, you know, meal plans or teach them whatever, you know, all the things that I teach them in the masterclass about their health and put them on workouts. They would get good results. But the problem is that people don't keep results. I've talked about that 95% of people failing when they go on diets. Within the first 3 years, this is from a study, I think it was on either in between 700 and 800 people always go back. And so why is it that people always go back instead of forward? Why is it that they go backwards on their bodies and end up usually backwards in life instead of going forwards and making all those promotions and all those other things that happen that some of my clients experience? In fact, that's what we aim for with our clients. And when I say we, I mean my wife and I, because she's a big part of the coaching group. We run it together, although I'm the one that, you know, does all the calls and writes all the programs and all that type of thing. So why is it that that happens? Because most people go for superficial change and they don't want to dive deep. But here's the problem. When we don't dive deep, when we don't look at what's underneath why you're overweight, why you're not exercising, why you're not taking care of yourself when you obviously know that you should, why is that happening? Because if we don't go deep, people don't change and stay changed. Okay? People don't change and they don't keep it. And I first got interested in this for myself. When I was in my 20s, as many of you know, my brother was kidnapped and murdered. And after that, and if you don't know the story, you can Google my name, Ted Rice, T-E-D-R-Y-C-E, if you're new, and you can read all about this story. I'm not going to recap it here. But I ended up in personal training after that happened, after dropping out of school and really struggling for a couple years after this terrible tragedy in my family. Tore my family apart, tore me apart. And I thought the key was getting myself in shape, and it was. It was a huge part of it, and it stayed with me to this very day. I'm 42 years old. I started personal training when I was 22 years old. That's when I really started diving deep into exercise, nutrition, all those other things. And what I found along the way is that as I got in better shape, I expected all my problems to be fixed by that. I expected that it would be easier for me to have great relationships with women. I thought it would be easier to have more friendships. I thought it would be easy to make money. In fact, I told myself in my 20s, I'm training millionaires. I'm in great shape. I'm training celebrities. I'm hanging out with celebrities. I go to VIP, places in the clubs. I don't pay for drinks. I'm on my way. I'm like a prince, like a part of royalty here. I am going to be a millionaire by the time I'm 30. I told myself that, but that never happened. In fact, my relationships with women were not good, were superficial. My friendships were superficial. My business didn't grow because of the other issues I had in my life. And I started to realize personally that I needed to do other things. And the thing that changed, the one book actually that changed everything for me was Think and Grow Rich. No, I'm sorry. That was the second one I read. How to Win Friends and Influence People, because I really struggled with relationships and making friends and relationships with women. And I really wanted deeper relationships because for me, life is all about those connections, isn't it? If you do something great, what does it matter if you don't have anybody to share it with? If you make a lot of money or build a big business or, what does it matter if you don't have anybody to share it with? For me, nothing. That's why we live in cities, communities, villages, whatever it is. We don't live by ourselves out in the woods somewhere isolated. We need each other. That's what matters. And after I read that book, it changed the game for me and sent me down a path of personal development. That's really what did it. Although there was some of the fitness areas that, some of the fitness information, there was some personal development involved. It wasn't until I really dove deep into personal development till things started changing. I already had the health, had the fitness. People told me I look like a Greek god without my shirt on, but my life sucked and I wasn't happy. And not only did I notice it was my situation, but I noticed it was my clients' situations too. Now, these guys weren't in shape, and it was mostly guys, although probably about half the women that I've worked, half the people that I've worked with have been women, but I'm thinking about specifically the guys in this situation because those points were more memorable. In fact, I remember I was training this one guy. He was an attorney who only took on $20 million cases and above, and he gets paid a percentage of it, which he never told me. But even 1% of $20 million is quite a lot of money. But here he is, struggling to get in shape, feeling terrible about himself, because it's such a struggle and just eating like a complete child. In fact, I remember he had a couple Oreo cookies for breakfast one day. You know, he had Oreo cookies for breakfast, right? And what I realized, and he had a meltdown a couple times just with the weights because he was really upset that he wasn't making progress strength-wise and building muscle and all these things, right? And so what I noticed was if we don't dive deep, people don't change. And on top of that, the big reason why so many of us turn to food is to numb our emotions, because so many people are in a place in life where they're not happy. They feel lost. They feel disconnected. They feel actually a lot of, from what I've talked to with a lot of people, they feel shame. They feel shame about being out of shape. They feel shame about, you know, letting their health go. They feel shame about taking off their shirt at the beach or taking off their clothes at the pool and being in their bikini. They feel shame about the relationships that they're in their life. They feel shame for so many things. And this thing with shame is really interesting because I know I've felt that too. I felt that too in a different way. I was ashamed that I wasn't further ahead in my life with all the hard work I've done, with everything that I knew about health and nutrition and fitness and supplements in my 20s. I was ashamed. It's hard to look people in the eye. People thought I was a rock star, but deep down inside I was hurting and really unhappy. And you might feel that way too. Maybe you do well in your career and you put on your game face and go make things happy. Go pretend like you're happy, but deep down inside you're not happy. Maybe you've worked your ass off and people see that you're doing well material speaking, right? Materialistically, but you know deep down inside there's something missing. And I want to tell you this: what happens when we have those negative feelings about ourselves? We turn to something to numb the feelings. Shopping, retail therapy, i.e. retail therapy. It could be porn. It could be casual sex with people who you have no connection with, kind of sociopathically, you know. It could be, watching violent movies or violent shows, just, or arguing online about politics or whatever it is. And what we're all doing, what are we doing there? We're trying to numb those negative feelings, especially with food. Because food, I mean, arguing about politics online, that makes you feel alive. It gives you a little bit of a jolt. But food is just something so pleasurable about it. And so we numb our emotions with food. And the problem is when we numb our emotions with food, the way it works is that we don't just get to numb the negative emotions. You don't just get to numb the sadness, the depression. I don't even want to use that word depression, because so many of us, it's not depression. It's really our life unhappiness. It's really unhappiness. We don't get to just numb those negative feelings, the anger, the resentment, the feeling like we're worth so much more, but we're not treated that way by the people in our life, by our bosses or by our partners or whoever you may have a relationship with, maybe even your friends, who knows. When you numb yourself, you numb all the emotions. And when you numb yourself out, so you don't feel when you're having a stressful day, you have that piece of flourless chocolate cake and a frothy cappuccino or maybe a big glass of red wine. And what happens is you don't just numb the negative emotions, you numb the positive ones too. And it ends you up in this place where you don't feel good. Now, a lot of people, they think, oh, I look at myself in the mirror, I'm just disgusted with what I see. But I want to argue a point here. I don't think it's that. I don't think it's really what you see. Because you could be the same weight, same body fat percentage, and taking action in life and feel amazing, right? You may not feel happy about your body fat percentage, where your body has got to, but you know, you look in the mirror, you see someone who's stepping up and doing something about it. But when you look in the mirror now, you see someone who's not doing anything about it. And someone who keeps turning away from their feelings, emotions, and more importantly, even facing up to the areas in our life where we're not stepping up, maybe in your job, maybe in your business, maybe in a relationship, maybe you're not in a relationship because you got hurt or divorced or cheated on or whatever. And you know you're longing for that connection, but you're not stepping up and doing it. And why am I talking to you all about all this? Because those are the things we have started to cover in the past year, actually more like 2 years since we've been out here in Asia. These are the things that I've found that if we don't tackle these issues, if we don't challenge our clients to step up in the areas of life where they're not, they're never going to keep this, because you know what happens? This is a little behind the scenes of what happens when people get in shape. People get in shape. So you may be in a situation where it's like, all I think about is getting in shape. All I think about is the fat I need to lose. All I think about is I step on this scale and lose the pounds. It is all I think about. It consumes my thoughts all the time. It's in the back of my mind all the time. And I'll tell you, it's a nice little scapegoat, but here's what happens. Nice little thing to focus on, but here's what happens to so many people is that they start taking action. They start exercising. They start losing fat, because it's honestly easy to do that physiologically. It's all a mindset game. And if you can overcome that to get yourself to take action on the things that you need to do, losing fat is not that hard, especially when you have a lot of it to lose. But what happens when someone loses 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds is that all of a sudden the pain that they were in from being so out of shape is gone, or at least it's lessened. And so that immediate threat that you feel, that pressure to get in shape that you feel, it's less. But as that singular focus of getting in shape starts to, you know, start to look around and say, oh yeah, okay, cool, I'm starting to get in shape, I kind of, I've got this handled, then you start to see the truth. And the truth for so many of us is that, and this goes for me, goes for you, goes for all of us, there are other things to worry about. Some people may be focused on money. Oh, if I only make this much money, then everything will be fine. And it never works out like that. As soon as you make the 100K a year or 500K a year or whatever it is that you're trying to make, 50K, 70K, wherever you are in your life, wherever you are financially, as soon as you make that money, you start realizing, there's all these other problems. But all you could see was the weight that you needed to lose because you were just in survival mode about it. But you start to see all these problems. And it's not that the problems are coming because you're in shape now. It's because you're starting to see clearly. You're starting to connect with yourself and realizing, wow, I thought it was just my weight, but it's actually the fact that I haven't had sex with my partner in so long because of this thing that happened months ago. And we just haven't really fixed it. We haven't bridge the gap, or some tragedy that happened. Someone died, your father, your mother died, or someone, whatever the story is, the stories, we all have them, and they may be different. But what we all share in common is the fact that we all numb ourselves to the pain, right? We're all guilty of this to some extent or another. And when we stop doing it, we start to realize that we've been choosing comfort over courage and not stepping up and getting handled what we need to get handled. So I'm going to stop here, but what I want to share with you, or the last couple of things I'll share with you, is that the thing to do is you've got to work on everything. You've got to build momentum in your life. And we know what helps people, we know what makes a human being thrive in life, okay? It's not complicated. Do you have a significant other? Are you in an intimate relationship? Is that relationship healthy? Do you have deep relationships with friends, or are they superficial? Do you have purpose in life, whether that's your work or something outside of your work that gives you purpose? Do you have a spirit or a spiritual connection? That could be a purpose as well. Do you have engaging interests outside your job? So many people, especially high-performance people, so many of the high-performance people, they're married to their jobs. They do things like show up early to the work just because they want to show off to everybody else that they're so dedicated to their work. But there's no return on investment there. It's just addicted to the job, or maybe addicted to making money. I trained a bunch of guys like that. Just addicted to making money. What do I do with my life? I don't know. I made so much money. I guess I'll just make more. Maybe I'll make the Forbes 400 richest people. I don't know. because it's easy for me and I'd rather choose comfort over courage. So you've got to have engaging interests outside work. And then lastly, are you doing anything to sabotage yourself? Anything kind of silly, you know, staying up too late, getting poor sleep, probably alcohol is the worst one, drinking too much or doing drugs. That's the number one thing that can sabotage you. I don't work with that type of situation, by the way. So I can't, if you're an alcoholic, I can't help you. If you're a drug addict, I can't help you. That's for a different situation. But if you're not stepping up, if you're not stepping up in these other areas of your life, if you're doing these things that are kind of sabotaging you and you feel like sabotaging your health, that's what we've started to realize. That's the key. So maybe you've gotten in shape before, but you fell back. And I'm telling you right now, until you address the deeper issues, the areas of your life, whether it's in your relationships, in your intimate relationship, in your friendships, in your career, in your purpose, in having interests outside of work, even if you address all the silly things that we do to our physical bodies, and I'm just as guilty as this as anyone else, we won't really make the transformation stick. And it's taken me so long to get to this point, but I'll tell you, that's what I'm into right now. And I've been afraid to share that because I talk so much about fat loss all the time. And I talk when we're talking about our group coaching, and I dive into the science, and I do believe all of that is important. But what I haven't shared is this: I'm passionate about what I just talked about and about helping people overcome that. And I haven't said that before because I feel like people are just, I don't care about all that deep stuff, Ted. Just show me the strategies to get the pounds off and to build some muscle in the gym. And I want to tell you, if that's you, I don't want to work with people like that. I mean, I can help you there, but I want to work with people who want to really step up in life, who want to be challenged to get outside their comfort zone. That's what's really lighting me up inside, and using health and fitness as the foundation to do it, but being willing to work on the other areas, being willing to be challenged in the other areas to step up and really tackle deep health, because health goes way beyond what you eat and what workout you follow and what supplements you take, or even whether you get 7 to 9 hours of sleep or whether you meditate with Headspace app. It's social. It's emotional. It goes way beyond. It has to do with all the things that I talked about. So I'm really excited to announce, to re-announce, I guess I've already talked about it before, but the group coaching that we've put together. Now, this is substantially less of a financial investment than my one-on-one coaching. And so what I'd love to do now is just, if what I'm talking about here, if you're ready to make a big breakthrough in life, now, not if you want to lose a couple pounds and just get in better shape, just keep listening to the podcast. You'll learn how to do that. I never said this coaching was for everybody, but if you're the person who being good isn't good enough, you want to be excellent, you want to step up, you want to have a big breakthrough in your life, then what I want to do is invite you to apply for our new group coaching program. We just launched it. We've got 10 spaces available. We've already got 3 people in there. And so there's 7 spaces left, and would love for you to be a part if you are committed to stepping up, if you are coachable, if you're willing to be challenged, accept that challenge and rise up to challenge and not be perfect. Because perfection is another form of being afraid to fail. But someone who really wants a breakthrough and is willing to go through all the challenges, the ups and downs that happen, but without those ups and downs, true transformation can never happen and can never be maintained. So I'm going to wrap things up now. And if you are interested in that, if that sounds like a hell yes to you, then what I want to do is invite you to go to legendarylifeprogram.com/apply. legendarylifeprogram.com/apply. And if this resonated with you today, don't put it off. There's only 3 months left in the year. I want the people who want to start now, who want change now, who want to begin, who want to go into 2020 kicking ass. Again, this is not for people who just want good or want to lose 10 pounds and, you know, work out a little bit. This is for people who truly want to break through. And if that's you, again, Legendary Life Podcast, I'm messing up here. Legendary, too many URLs, right? LegendaryLifeProgram.com/apply. I'll say it one more time. LegendaryLifeProgram.com/apply. Have an amazing weekend and think about what I said. Regardless if you feel like the coaching program is right for you or not, think about what I've said. Think about if you've gotten in shape, what ended up causing you to go backwards if you lost it? And if you're in shape right now, what are you running from that you have to go to the gym all the time? What is it that you've turned, instead of food, exercise into your new addiction? Because I've been there. Think about that. And once you dig beneath the surface and tackle the problems that are truly challenging you deep inside, that are in the background of your mind, always there, even when you're at the gym, that's where the gold is. As Joseph Campbell said, the cave that you fear to enter holds the treasure that you seek. And the treasure in this case is the experience of life that is possible for all of us. If we truly step up, choose courage over comfort, and take action and face those things. Have an amazing weekend, all. Speak to you soon.